Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching is entitled, Sharing Resources in an Interdependent World.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across Lake Galilee, and a large crowd followed him, because they had seen his miracles of healing. Jesus went up a hill and sat down with his disciples. The time for the Passover festival was near, and Jesus looked around and saw a large crowd coming to him. So he asked Philip, "Where can we buy enough bread to feed all these people?" He said this to test Philip, because he already knew what he would do. Philip answered, "For everyone to have even a little, it would take more than 200 silver coins to buy enough bread." Another of his disciples, Andrew, who was Simon Peter's brother, said, "Oh, there is a boy here who has 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 fish, but they will certainly not be enough for all these people." "Make the people sit down," Jesus told them. So all the people sat down. There were about 5,000 men. And Jesus took the bread, gave thanks to God, and distributed it to the people who were sitting there. And he did the same with the fish, and they all had as much as they wanted. When they were finished, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces left over, and let us not waste any." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the pieces left over from the 5 barley loaves. Seeing the miracle that Jesus had performed, the people said, "Surely this is the prophet who was to come into the world." Jesus knew they were about to come and seize him in order to make him king by force. So he went off again to the hills by himself. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the many blessings of this time of lockdown seems to me is the return to such homely activities like bread making. Here in New Zealand, like most countries I expect, we, the over 70s, are not permitted to go to the stores to purchase what we need. And so we find ourselves dependent on many of our younger ones who very generously take this opportunity to collect the necessary provisions. For the past few weeks, flour has been in great demand here and thus often not to be found on the shelves for purchasing. I've been thinking about this and whether making my own bread or buying a loaf, this is a special time to notice all that takes place before we can be nourished by this fresh loaf. Time to notice that the ingredients, especially the wheat for the flour, had to die before it could grow and come to fruition. Yes, the grain of wheat falling into the ground dies before yielding the harvest of new life from which the flour is made. In the time of Jesus, bread was a necessary food also, as we see from today's gospel. When Jesus sees the crowds coming, he says to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these people may eat?" Philip thinks in monetary terms, and of course, there is not enough. However, Simon Peter's brother Andrew notices and thinks differently. "There is a boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, But what good are these for so many? Now, only someone like Jesus, who sees deeply and differently and trusts human nature, could say, make the people sit down. In other words, prepare these ones for whom I feel great compassion. Prepare them to receive a meal, and let's not send them away hungry. The little boy must have shared his resources and given his bread to Jesus. And Jesus, for his part, received, blessed, and gave thanks, thus providing enough food to be distributed for all. Now, we know that in our supermarkets there is enough flour for all, if only we will share. We know there is sufficient food in our world for all, if only we can, like the grain of wheat, die to ourselves and share our resources to make certain all are fed, with no one needing to go away hungry. Why else would we pray, give us this day our daily bread? In today's climate, how often do we hear it said that things, life, can never be the same again after this pandemic experience? Well, if, like Mary Magdalene at the tomb, we hear the question, woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for? And if we ask ourselves that same question, we will face into the death of what we have identified as normal life. We will be in touch with all that needs to be let go of, to die, so that changes will happen if our lives, if new life, is to emerge. Death always gives birth to something new. Yes, we grieve over the loss of the sacramental body of Christ in these days, and yet we know that in this daily dying, nothing can keep Christ from being present among us. It is the ordinariness of bread that so astonishes us. And when we think about the boy in the gospel giving his bread to Jesus, we see what happens when one person is prepared to let go of what they think they need and be open to the new life which emerges when the old is released, blessed, and transformed. Jesus clothed himself in the cloak of the likeness of bread and told us, I am the bread of life. He is the one who satisfies the deepest needs of our humanity. Our question then, is he the one we are looking for when we share our resources and recognize how we are interdependent, dependent on each other? For the next few days, our gospel readings are all about bread. So I would encourage us all to tune in and hear what others have to share. And while in our bubbles, let us pray. We have more time to ponder. Let us delve deeply into our resources and share what we have for the healing of minds, bodies, and spirits, so that new life, Easter life, can emerge from this whole experience. Amen.